By remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. approval of a second COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use could come as early as today. A committee of independent expert advisors to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration voted to recommend the use of a vaccine developed by U.S. drug manufacturer Moderna 1 week after federal regulators authorized the first vaccine for emergency use. The FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn said the agency could authorize the vaccine today. The vaccination campaign kicked off early this week with the first vaccine approved in the U.S. developed by Pfizer and BioNTech. Meantime, Vice President Mike Pence and his wife are set to get their COVID-19 vaccines today. There was no immediate word from the White House on whether if President Trump will get the vaccine or not. President-elect Joe Biden will be vaccinated sometime next week, according to his transition team. It's a hurry-up-and-wait moment on Capitol Hill's congressional negotiators on a must-pass almost $1 trillion COVID-19 economic relief package struggled through a handful of remaining snags. All sides appear hopeful that the wrangling won't derail the legislation. The central elements of the hard-fought aid compromise appear in place, more than $300 billion in aid to businesses, $300 per week bonus, federal jobless benefits, and renewal of soon-to-expire state benefits, $600 direct payment to individuals, vaccine distribution funds, and money for renters, schools, and the Postal Service, and people needing food aid. President Trump's administration and President-elect Joe Biden voicing new alarm about a wide intrusion to computer services around the world, and Russia is suspected of being behind that. For more news, join us at voanews.com by remote. This is VOA News. President-elect Biden plans to nominate New Mexico Congresswoman Deb Haaland to be Interior Secretary. She would be the first Native American to lead the agency, overseeing federal lands, including wildlife and national parks and mineral wealth. Native American groups were pleased by Biden's choice. Environmental groups also praised the choice. Interior Secretary could be a key position in the Biden administration, as Biden has promised to curb fossil fuel extraction from federal lands. Authorities say powerful cyclone Yasa hit Fiji Thursday, killing at least two people and destroying dozens of homes in the Pacific Island nation. Authorities say the cyclone had weakened on Friday as it moved southeast over Fiji's outer islands. However, they warned of danger from flooding. Fiji's prime minister said, with the treacherous conditions still existing, the country's citizens must remain vigilant. More than 20,000 people sought shelter in government evacuation centers. Disaster relief agencies are assisting with the recovery in Fiji. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is appealing to wealthy nations to support the purchase of coronavirus vaccines for poor countries and refrain from hoarding doses for themselves. Speaking in Berlin after a meeting Thursday with Germany's foreign minister, Guterres said that the UN-backed COVAX program needs $5 billion until the end of January. Guterres warned that it is in all countries' interest to ensure broad immunization. And Britain and the European Union have provided some sober updates on the state of the post-Brexit trade discussions, with only 2 weeks to go before a potentially chaotic split. The president of the European Union's Executive Commission noted substantial progress on many issues, but expressed concerns about the discussions taking place around fishing rights. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson also warned that a no-deal outcome seemed very likely. Talks between both sides have moved at a snail's pace since Britain left the EU back on January 31st. And more than 300 schoolboys kidnapped last week in an attack on the school in northwest Nigeria have arrived in the capital, Katsina State, in celebration of their release. The boys will have physical examinations before being reunited with their families. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
Welcome to Country Hits VOA. My name is Nikki Strong, and this week, as many of you have already heard, we lost another beloved icon to complications related to COVID-19, Charlie Pride. He was 86 years old. Charlie was a groundbreaking and culture-shifting artist in many ways. Recognized as country music's first black superstar, Charlie, with his honey-coated baritone, achieved numerous milestones. This hour, we'll celebrate a few. In 1966, Pride became the first black artist to receive a Grammy nomination in a country category. His hit, Just Between You and Me, was nominated for Best Country and Western Vocal Performance Male. Here it is on Country Hits VOA with Nikki Strong.
Sometimes I wanna die, and so I've got a broken heart. So what? They say that time will heal all wounds in mice and men, and I know that someday I'll forget. Just between you and me, I've got my doubts about it. 'Cause just between you and me, you're too much to forget. So sure about it, 'cause just between you and me, you're too much to forget. You're too much to forget.
That's Charlie Pride, Just Between You and Me. That song was the first of Pride's 52 top 10 hits. Pride received his first Country Music Association Award nomination for Entertainer of the Year and Male Vocalist of the Year in 1968. 3 years later, in 1971, he won in both categories. He was the first black artist to win in either category and still remains the only African-American artist to do so. Then in 1975, Pride became the first black artist to host the CMA telecast. He co-hosted the show with Glen Campbell. He was the only African-American artist to host the CMAs until last month, when Darius Rucker co-hosted with Reba McEntire. In 1972, Pride became the first black artist to win, not just be nominated, but win a Grammy in a country category for his album, Charlie Pride Sings Heart Songs, which includes his signature hit and eighth number one on the country charts, the crossover smash, Kiss an Angel Good Morning. Country Hits VOA.
Whenever I chance to meet some old friends on the street, they wonder, how does a man get to be this way? I've always got a smiling face, anytime and any place. And every time they ask me why, I just smile and say, you've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Well, people may try to guess the secret of a happiness, but some of them never learn it's a simple thing. The secret I'm speaking of is a woman and a man in love, and the answer is in this song that I always sing. You've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning. Love her like the devil when you get back home.
In the time since Pride won that country Grammy in 1972 for the album Charlie Pride Sings Heart Songs, just four other black artists have won Grammys in country categories. The Pointer Sisters for Fairy Tale, Aaron Neville for I Fall to Pieces, a collaboration with Trisha Yearwood, Darius Rucker for Wagon Wheel, and Kevin Olusola, a member of the a cappella group Pentatonix, for their version of Jolene featuring Dolly Parton. And now, Mickey Guyton might be the next artist, since she's nominated for Best Country Solo Performance for Black Like Me this year.
You should try.
The breakthroughs and firsts kept coming for Charlie Pride, and so did the honors. He became the best-selling artist on RCA since Elvis Presley. In 1993, he became the second black artist to be included into the Grand Ole Opry. The first was Dee Ford Bailey over 50 years prior, and in 2012, Darius Rucker became the third. In 2000, Pride became the first African-American to be inducted into the Country Hall of Fame. Other honors included the Academy of Country Music Pioneer Award in 1994, a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1999, and a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 2017. And most recently, in 2020, the CMA Willie Nelson Lifetime Achievement Award. Despite the multiple barriers Charlie Pride broke through, He was asked in a 2016 interview with Billboard magazine, why does he think the genre is still predominantly white? Charlie states, quote, "It's a combination of the culture and a lot of other things. When you ask why things haven't changed, I just say, how far do you want to go back? Do you want to go back to 1817? Once someone in the industry said to me, I don't mean no harm, you know, just throwing that in, but I want to ask, how come every time we let y'all in, you just take over? I told him, see that barrel over there? Go peek in it. Oh, look, there I am, down at the bottom. Nowhere is there for me to go. Charlie's quick wit and sense of humor was one of the ways he dealt with racism. On the TV show The View, he explained how he felt about being the first black country star, a question he just about gets in every interview.
When I first started in this business, one reporter said, well, Charlie, how does it feel to be the Jackie Robinson of country music? So, Charlie, how does it feel to be the first colored country singer? So, Charlie, how does it feel to be the first Negro country singer? Charlie, how does it feel to be the first Afro-American country singer? Well, hold on. I said, I feel the same way I did when I was colored.
Country hits VOA with Charlie Pride's 1981 single, Roll On Mississippi.
Walking alone, whistling a song, barefoot and fancy free. A big river boat passing us by. She's headed for New Orleans. There she goes, disappearing around a bend. Roll on, Mississippi. You make me feel like a child again. River breeze, like peppermint leaves, the taste of it takes me back. Chewing on a straw, torn overall, cane pole and old straw hat. Muddy river, just like a long lost friend. Roll on, Mississippi, you make me feel like a child again. Roll on, Mississippi, big river roll. You're the child of dream I grew up on. Roll on, Mississippi, carry me home. Now I can see I've been spinning round too fast for me. I need a place to dream. So I come to your banks, I sit in your shade and relive the memories. Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn. Roll on, Mississippi, you make me feel like a child again. Roll on, Mississippi, big river roll. You're the child of dream I grew up on. Roll on, Mississippi, carry me home. Now I can see I've been Mississippi, roll on. Mississippi, roll on.
Roll on, Mississippi, roll on.
Pride Clyde was born in 1934 in Sledge, Mississippi. As a son of sharecroppers and one of 11 children, Charlie Pride saw baseball and music as a means to a better life. He fell in love with country music while listening to the Grand Ole Opry radio broadcast and was inspired by Jackie Robinson, who smashed segregation barriers for black athletes in the major leagues. Charlie's plan was to be a baseball star and then become a singer. But fate would determine otherwise. In pursuit of his sports career, he impressively secured a spot pitching in the Negro American League All-Star team in 1956. He was soon drafted into the U.S. military and served until 1958. In 1960, he moved to West Central Montana, where he played minor league and semi-professional baseball while also performing music in local nightclubs. One evening, popular country artist Red Sovine caught Pride's performance and encouraged him to go to Nashville to audition at Cedarwood Music. There, he met his would-be manager, Jack D. Johnson, who funded his first demo, which includes this song, The Snakes Crawl at Night, a song Charlie performed throughout his career. This is Country Hits VOA with Nikki Strong.
Oh, the snakes.
Country Hits VOA, Snakes Crawl at Night, the first song Charlie ever stepped into a studio to record. Once Charlie was in Nashville, Jack D. Johnson introduced him to the legendary cowboy Jack Clement, the man behind songs like Great Balls of Fire and Johnny Cash's records. Cowboy produced Charlie's demo and became a huge advocate. In telling the story, Charlie's dear friend and fellow legend Marty Stewart said, quote, Cowboy knew there was no way he was going to sell a black cat singing country music to blue-collar white folk in a good old boy society. So Cowboy would bring in these people and play them Charlie's recordings in person. And of course, their jaws were on the floor. They were so impressed. And then he would show them a picture, and they couldn't believe it. That's how he got through the good old boy system. It was the greatness of the songs, the performance, the sounds. And I think Charlie, being the person that he was, he knew how to disarm people when that was an issue. End quote.
Such efforts landed Charlie Pride a recording contract with RCA, making him the first black country artist to ever be signed to a major label. Pride's first two charted singles, Just Between You and Me and I Know One, were both written by Cowboy Clement, who then went on to produce Pride's first 13 albums for RCA. This is Country Hits.
When all your loves have ended, when all your friends have flown, who'll be around to want you when all your loves have gone? Only a fool would do it after the way you've done. But how many fools would have you? This fool keeps wondering why he fell in love at all. But you might need this fool around in case you fall. After the party's over and you've had your fill of fun, if you need a
Charlie Pride's I Know One. To ensure that Pride was judged on his music and not his race, his first few singles were sent to radio stations without a publicity photo. But once he started performing live, they had to figure out a way to placate the white audience when they saw a black man on stage. The situation made promoters reluctant to book him. So the night when he was opening for Merle Haggard and Buck Owens, Charlie and his manager came up with a way to start his set by saying, quote, "Ladies and gentlemen, this is a little unique, me coming out here on a country music show wearing this permanent tan." Charlie said that got some applause. Then it was like they said, "What you got?" After the show, they had to have ushers holding the ropes along the line for autographs. That's how it's been for the last 50 years, end quote. These encounters were tense, risking danger, not just from audiences, but fellow artists as well. Still, during the course of his career, Charlie Pride frequently downplayed race and racism in the industry, focusing more on connecting with people through the strength of his music. Pride said, "I used to have to be real careful about what I'd say to people, not being truthful, but just avoiding things. Now, I feel good just telling the truth. And there it is. All I have to offer you is me on Country Hits VOA. With Nikki Strong.
Before you take another step, there's something you should know about the years ahead and how. Is me. There'll be
nothing that a bitch can't fix.
I think it's fair to say everybody's trying to get creative in how to survive this pandemic. And for Thomas Rhett, he's used his time in quarantine as a creative songwriting outlet.
During quarantine, probably say I've written 35 to 40 songs. I just feel like any kind of change in life can spark a new idea, and especially the same for your co-writers because they're going through the same stuff too. So there's definitely no shortage of ideas during this time, and I do feel very creative.
In preparation for his forthcoming project, he's recently released a new single called What's Your Country Song? New music on Country Hits, VOA, with Nikki Strong.
Did your daddy let you drive? Are you whiskey bent and hellbound, even though your mama tried? Did you cruise down a back road with your Dixieland light? Are you on the Chattahoochee on a barefoot blue jean night? Everybody got a small town anthem. Everybody got a song. Do your exes live in Texas? Are you so lonesome you could cry? Are you heartbroken 'cause you know that ain't your truck in her drive? Are your friends all in low places underneath the neon moon? Were you already country back when country wasn't cool? Everybody got a small town anthem. Everybody got a story to tell. What's your family tradition? What makes you turn it up? Make you raise your cup every time you
what you can't have.
Church's latest, Hell of a View. We also heard Lindsay L. with Want Me Back. This next song is so poignant, especially in light of this pandemic and the economic stresses so many of us are experiencing. This song is Haggard's ode to the 1973 recession, If We Can Make It Through December. Country Hits VOA with Nikki Strong.
If we make it through December, everything's gonna be all right, I know. It's the coldest time of winter, and I shiver when I see the falling snow. If we make it through December, got plans to be in a warmer town come summertime. Maybe even California. If we make it through December, we'll be fine. Got laid off down at the factory, and their timing's not the greatest in the world. Heaven knows I've been working hard, wanted Christmas to be right for Daddy's girl. I don't mean to hate December. It's meant to be the happy time of year. And my little girl don't understand why Daddy can't afford no Christmas here. If we make it through December, everything's gonna be all right, I know. It's the coldest time of winter, and I shiver when I see the falling snow. If we make it through December, got plans to be in a warmer town come summertime. Maybe even California. If we make it through December, we'll be fine.
Johnson on a flat bottom metal boat. Coke cans and BB guns, barbed wire and old fence posts. 8-point bucks in autumn and freshly cut cornfields. One arm out the window and one hand on the wheel. Some things just go better together. And probably always will, like a cup of coffee and a sunrise. Sunday drives and time to kill. What's the point of this old guitar if it ain't got no strings? Or pouring your heart into a song that you ain't gonna sing. It's a match made up in heaven, like good old boys and beer. And me, as long as you're right here. Your license in my wallet when we go out downtown. Your lipstick stained every coffee cup that I got in this house. The way you say I love you too's like rain on an old tin roof. And your hand fits right into mine like a needle in a groove. Some things just go better together, and probably always will. Like a cup of coffee and a sunrise. Sunday drives and time to kill. What's the point of this old guitar if it ain't got no strings? Or pouring your heart into a song that you ain't gonna sing. It's a match made up in heaven, like good old boys and beer. And me, as long as you're right here. Sometimes we're oil and water, but I wouldn't have it any other way. And if I'm being honest, your first and my last name would just sound better together, and probably always will. Like a cup of coffee and a sunrise. Sunday drives and time to kill. What's the point of this old guitar if it ain't got no strings? Or pouring your heart into a song that you ain't gonna sing. It's a match made up in heaven, like good old boys and beer. And me, as long as you're right here. And me, as long as you're right here.
Sworn off love long before I met you, but somehow you loosen the ties on a tied up heart. But I should have known it from the start. You should have never come over. You should have left early and kept your hands to yourself. You knew better. You should have never promised me bliss. If you couldn't keep it, we should have stayed just friends. Oh, I should have listened to my mama.
Country Hits VOA, Kaylee Hammack, Just Friends. We also heard Luke Holmes, Better Together. I'm Nikki Strong. Here's Brothers Osborne's latest, All Night, on Country Hits VOA.
I got the good, you got the time. I got the moon, you got the shine. I got the bag, you got the beat. Got your solid gold, country 33 on my feet.
Good is the same if it ain't got the same. What good is a lie?
Congratulations to Luke Bryan, who celebrated 14 years of marriage with his wife, Caroline, stating on Instagram, "Happy 14th anniversary, my love. What a ride it has been. I love you so much." Darius Rucker joins Justin Timberlake, Kane Brown, and Luke Combs in pushing for a professional Major Baseball League team to come to Nashville, Tennessee. If it happens, it would be the first MLB expansion franchise since 1998. Singer Chris Lane and wife Lauren Bushnell are expecting their first child together, and Chris revealed he secretly hopes it's a baby boy. He obviously has big, big plans for 2021. And that's what's going on with Nikki Strong. Here is Carrie Underwood featuring John Legend, Hallelujah, on Country Hits VOA.
That is Gabby Barrett with I Hope. We also heard Brothers Osborne with All Night. I'm Nikki Strong, and this has been Country Hits VOA, brought to you by Voice of America. Bye, y'all.